We'd play a show at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. We'd load out. And by the time we left the venue, it was 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd drive till 6 a.m., get a hotel or sleep in the van until like 9 or 10, 3 or 4 hours, and go to the next venue and do it all over again the next night. And I was so focused and so stressed and just all this energy balled up. Dude, it was affecting my health.
Welcome to the Men of the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Justin Crawford, and for the last few years, this podcast has been aiming to drive positive social impact to our listeners' lives with the lessons and stories learned from today's most influential men. My guests have brought up every topic in the book, from health and wellness to personal struggles and career successes. But no matter what the topic is, I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired to get out there and create the life worth living for yourself, starting with the one you're listening to right now. Thanks for being here when you could have chose any other podcast out there. Now here's today's episode. You're tuning into the Men of the Hour podcast, where we've come to the finale of season 7, my friends, after having guests like Torin Wells, Kevin Jonas, Zachary Levy, and a handful of founders from my favorite Better For You brands. And now today, it's September 22nd, and I've got our final guest of the season with me right now, and that's country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott, someone who's getting very excited about a big thing happening next week, which we'll get into in just a second, and I can't tee it up too much more without telling you thank you for coming on this podcast with me, my friend.
Absolutely, dude. Thanks for having me. It's going to be fun.
We got to start with the fact that you're about to be in LA on September 28th. And this is next Wednesday because your Amen to That tour is kicking off. How excited are you? I feel like this has been a time coming. We knew the album came out not too long ago, but to be able to go on tour, dude, I know you're so excited about it.
Yeah, I'm just excited about, all this new music we have out right now and get to finally play it live on this tour, you know, all the new stuff and see what people are reacting to and what they're not reacting to. But man, it's just always fun to get to go out and headline your own shows. You know, the fans that are showing up every night are your fans. Like, they know everything about you. They know all the words to the music. And it's just usually, it's electric is what it is. So excited to kick that off next week in LA.
Yeah. And I think too, like, give us a little bit of a debrief on kind of what went into the music. I always want to start there with you. Of course, this is a men's health podcast, so we have a lot of other topics to go over with you. But I think that for starters, I mean, as a country music artist, you just said it, people are finally showing up for you, you know, but when you put thought and effort and love into this album to now take it to the grand stage, I mean, I know you're not just excited, right? This has to be something that's been a moment for you and something you put so much time and energy into. But when you were thinking about doing so and then be able to travel next Wednesday for it, describe to us what that process was like.
Yeah, I mean, as far as this album we just put out, Living My Best Life, I mean, we did a lot of the writing and recording during the pandemic, which, you know, was actually easier than what it sounds like, you know, the way we did it, you know, sending stuff off to different musicians at their houses and they just send it back to us, compared to the traditional all get together in the studio and track for 2 or 3 days. But yeah, it's been a long time coming, you know. That's what you talk about. It's just the writing process, the recording process, looking for outside songs that I did not write. I mean, it's taken a long time just because I wanted to get it right. I wanted this body of work to be I just wanted to be right. I wanted every song to be a song that somebody could relate to or what. I didn't want a throwaway song on this project. And I think we did that. So, yeah, dude, just pumped up to finally not only have it out, but, you know, start next week at our shows where I know the people that are showing up, have heard it. And it's just, like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Was this the vision for so long? You know, I think a lot of times singer-songwriters, like, this is where people want to be. Is this where you wanted to be, or did it kind of take a detour for your career? And in what ways do you think that happened?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's so crazy to think about. I mean, I'm a huge advocate as far as telling people, man, if you tell yourself you're going to do something, like, you're going to do it. You just got to work hard, stay the course. And every day I wake up going, this is exactly what I wanted to do since the time I was a kid. I mean, I'm living like a, if I would have been 15 years old and wrote down a vision board, I'd be living everything on that vision board right now. You know, I mean, I've got my kids, I've got my wife, and I'm literally living in Nashville, Tennessee, touring around the country on a tour bus, which is shocking. I was in a van forever, you know, and we're having number one songs and having success, and people are showing up to our shows. I mean, doesn't get much better than that. You know, like, this is exactly what I wanted to do. Now, that being said, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. You know, even though I'm doing what I want to do, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. I mean, I want to play arenas, you know, I want to go to an arena and walk out on stage and everybody in that arena showed up for me. But I have goals, I have visions, I have dreams. But that being said, even if none of that even happened, I'm still living it right now.
Mm. How do you balance that then? Right. Like, I think that when you have like one goal where at one point, this is exactly where you want it to be. And I don't think I've asked this on this podcast just yet, but you think about, then you have other goals, right? Then you have bigger dreams that you want to chase. You have bigger things you want to accomplish. Right. But then at Dylan Scott, like, you're already a household name. You already got these great albums, great music, all the music in one and of itself. I was listening to it in the gym this morning. Every track sounds very unique. It sounds very uplifting. I think, I mean, not just myself, but a lot of people who tune into their artists' songs feel that. We know what time and energy you put into it now, but how do you balance being very happy where you're at, right? But then understanding that, oh my God, wait, you want to go to the arena next? Maybe you want to accomplish this next big milestone. Like, is there ever going to be enough for Dylan Scott? It's my main question.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I have to sit back and tap the brakes and go, bro, we're traveling the country selling out shows right now. Like, cause there's times where I'm just like, oh, I'll get frustrated, you know, but that's just me working so hard at something that I never take the time to sit back and go, but look what we've already done. Look what we're doing, you know? Cause I'm in the future. I'm 2, 3, 4 years down the road going, this is what I want. How do we get here? Mm-hmm. But you know, before having kids and being married, man, it was really tough. Like, I would just stress and stress and stress over how to get to that next level. But I will say, now that I've got kids and I'm married and just got an awesome family, there's a great balance between, you know what, I'm super focused on what I want and I'm going to get there. But at the same time, I've got my family, and there's more to life than just working every day. Now, that being said, I'm not sitting, like I said, I'm not sitting back going, well, if it happens, it happens. Like, no, we're working hard, but I'm not stressing over it. You know,
when you were stressed back then, I mean, that's a big topic to hit on in and of itself, is that, you know, anybody in any industry, but it will get stressed about the work. And I used to tell people, I'm like, oh, relax, take it easy. Then I saw myself taking a back seat for like, you know, 2 days. And I was like, wait, I'm getting stressed because I feel like there's no progress. And we're stuck in a time now, Dylan, where there's a lot of people who just want to see results. And you just said it, you're thinking 2 or 3 years ahead. Have you found that was the, almost like the mechanism that allowed you to not stress in the current moment, was to be so far planned ahead, then you can reel it back, right? To help with the stress.
Yeah. I mean, in this industry we're in, it's not like, all right, I've got a business model, I'm going to get there. It's like, man, you don't know if you're going to get there or not in this industry, in the music industry, you know? That's why you dream and you hope.
You might say, that's why you drink. No, that's why you dream.
Yeah. Or some people, that's why they drink. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it's just, I think that's what was so stressful to me, is I can't just put a business model together and go spend money and like, all right, we're going to build it off of that. Like, no, this is going to be off of just literally hoping and praying people like the music and I get the opportunities, you know? So, but when I say thinking and for the future, it's like the only thing I can really control in this whole grand scheme of things is really two things. Make great music and work really hard. Like, that's the only thing I can control in the music industry. So my thing is like, you know what, as long as I do those two things, something's got to pay off. So I work really hard and I try my best to make the best music I can make.
You know, as I'm like listening and watching Dylan Scott, folks, it's interesting because there's a lot of times we've had, I mean, dude, you're like, we're into 113. right? 113 guests on this podcast. And wow. I'm thinking to myself how many people I've talked to that don't have your level of confidence. So if we can speak to that for a moment, I think that that's important to hit on in your line of work where things could be so daunting. I've met a lot of musicians. I just named half of them where I know that they've discovered what it was like to be at the lowest point of their self-confidence and then have to find ways back up to what I'm considering you now as a confident man. How did you build that, especially as a man in your business, right? You're a father, you're a husband. And I think that in entertainment, there's pressure that comes with being those titles in addition to your own brand of your own name, of your own music. So then how did you get to this confident Dylan Scott now where I don't think, I mean, nothing's coming at you. You're living your best life, which is one of your songs, which I love.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, man, with success comes confidence, you know, but there's more to it in my case. I mean, there was a time, man, when I moved to this town, I was not confident. Now I was confident in myself, like, okay, I know I can do this, but I just didn't know what was going to happen. But we started having success and obviously confidence comes with that. But for me, it's kind of what I hit on a while ago is like with my family, my two kids and my wife, it does not matter if music went away tomorrow. I still have that. And that's my core. Like that's the core of who Dylan Scott is my family. And so everything else around it is just icing on the cake, even though my core before that was country music. And, but now it's like my family's my core, my music's wrapped around it. So I'm very confident in my music. And since we're having success, obviously even more, but I know what I want. And like I said a while ago, I know if you work hard, and if I can write or find outside songs that I think are the best music, in my opinion, then with those two things and my family, dude, it's like, hey, I am confident.
And confidence affects not only like folks' mindset, right? Which is a very big topic on this podcast in the sense that a lot of areas of our life, we don't realize how are affecting our mental health, physical health, well-being, and then how we love other people. And I think you've kind of got that one in the bag in a sense, because you look at what you've created and then what you're currently creating. And then that then forth is what you're about to manifest, which is really cool to see and hear out loud. You know, yeah. I think that for a long time, your vision and what you're doing is admirable, but then it takes focus. So if we can pivot for a second, I think there's an area of focus where you're able to dedicate a lot of your time and energy away from the family now, even when you were just doing it to singing and songwriting and country music. And I think that in order to achieve anything, right? Whatever goal that might be, it's a level of focus. So speaking to the mind here for a moment, if you can tap in, not that this is like, don't think we're going to go meditate or anything, but like imagine you envisioning something with us. Yep. And as a such a successful singer songwriter, when you were to manifest that, where was your mindset and how aggressive did you get with the word focus and like how you were going to make it happen?
Yeah, man. I mean, when I just like you said a while ago, I'm already thinking ahead 2, 3, 4 years. What I'm thinking ahead is I'm living it out in my mind what I'm doing. I'm dreaming, you know, I'm dreaming. I'm thinking about, you know, walking in those arenas and I'm headlining, you know, I'm thinking about the next single. All right, what's my next single going to be? How are we going to blow that up? How are we going to do it on social media and whatnot? But I mean, you do have to be focused. Man, I was so focused back in the day. I'm still focused now, but before, right when I got married, before I had kids, and a lot of this has to do with stress as well, but it was also focus. I was working so hard and we were not in a bus yet. I was still driving a van throughout the night. We'd play a show at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. We'd load out. And by the time we left the venue, it was 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd drive till 6 a.m., get a hotel or sleep in the van until like 9 or 10, 3 or 4 hours, and go to the next venue and do it all over again the next night. And I was so focused and so stressed and just all this energy balled up. Dude, it was affecting my health. I mean, you ever heard of alopecia?
Absolutely. We've hit the smack dab middle of this episode, and I know you've probably spent way too much time on your screens today, just like me. And in today's world, we're all looking for those little solutions to keep our minds, bodies, and souls healthy. So I got to tell you about our sponsor today, Felix Gray. I've known about this brand for years now, and it actually came about during the pandemic when I was suffering from retinal eye syndrome, which I had no idea was even a thing until I had spent so much time on my screen, just like many of us have, and still today do. And then I met the co-founder of Felix Gray, David Roger himself, right here on this podcast to talk about how important it was not only for us to continue taking care of our eye health, but how in today's world, most of our work, if not all of it, is done on a screen. When I looked up retinal eye syndrome back then, I remember thinking to myself, how did this even come about? When did I spend too much time on my computer screen or even on my cell phone? But what it was that my eyes were fatigued from spending too much time in front of blue light. And of course, I immediately had to buy a pair of Felix Grays. It's no surprise that phones, tablets, computers, TVs, Kindles, laptops, and other devices are at the pulse of our daily lives. And sometimes we don't think twice about the problems that they can cause. From spending too much time in front of a screen, this can cause headaches, blurry vision, dry, tired eyes, and even trouble sleeping. Just like you, something I've learned about many sleepless nights is that we all need and deserve to have a good quality night's rest. Felix Gray was my solution to not only retinal eye syndrome, but getting better sleep and feeling confident to spend as much time as I need to in front of a screen. Felix Gray lenses are 15 times more effective when it comes to blue light protection from the screen to your eyeballs. And I want you to try them today and get the best blue light glasses on the market by using our custom link, felixgrayglasses.com/menofthehour for your discount, where they have non-prescription and prescription eyewear available in many styles. Check them out now at felixgrayglasses.com/menofthehour. And you'll find yourself with free shipping, free returns, free exchanges, and a discount. That's felixgrayglasses.com/menofthehour for your discount today.
Bro, I woke up one morning and I had a spot this big around on the top of my head gone. I mean, slick as a baby's butt, you know? And I'm like, what is going on? So I went to the doctor. He's like, and that's what he said. He said, man, how stressed are you right now? I was like, man, I'm not like super, super stressed. I'm just working really hard, getting no sleep. He says, that's what it is. He's like, you got to get 8 hours of sleep at least. And then you hear people talk about, oh, 6 hours. The doc's like, 8 hours of sleep, you got to get it. And so I just started getting it. I made myself get hours of sleep and it went away. And I've had no issues since, but man, I don't know. I mean, when I get focused, I mean, I feel like I stay focused, to be honest with you. So I don't even know what it's like to be focused anymore. I'm just in that zone.
Well, describe the zone with us for a moment, because that's what it takes. You said earlier, like it takes hard work and really dreaming out what all of this could look like for you, but you are about to go headline your own tour. Do you know what I mean? And I think for you, for a long time, it's like, what does focus look like? You just described some of it. It then was stress, you know? So how is it different now? I mean, obviously you mentioned family. How is this level of focus and hard work not stressful? Describe that to us.
It's not, I'll tell you how it's not stressful, because we've been fortunate enough to have some success now. And so there's a lot of fun times that we get to have now. I mean, I get to hop on a tour bus and travel the country and play music to a lot of people every night. And so I'm focused, but at the same time, I'm having fun. And I think that's the difference of now and then. Back then, I wasn't having this success, you know, so it was hard. It was even harder. But you know what, man? I mean, right now, just like this morning, I wake up, I come in my kitchen, I sit at my table, and I just think, dude. I write stuff on my phone. My lock screen on my phone is things that I want. So every time I open my phone, I see it. Like, I see a list of it. And, you know, that's just, I don't know, man. I am focused, but I try not to stay so focused that I'm stressing myself out. But I'll tell you this, if a day goes by and I do nothing to better my career, I just know there's probably 500 to 1,000 more artists in Nashville that were working today to further their career. So, man, you gotta stay on the ball.
Did you ever then, I mean, this is a great point. People who are in any particular industry knows that there's competition across the board. How have you managed competition? Are you friends with other country artists? Are you know what I mean? Like, you guys might share the same label and managers. Like, I'm just curious. And I think people who are tuning in now is like, all right, we got to know Dylan's mindset and his fun, focused personality. We love his music. But now, I mean, describe to us that, because that's a part of health, relationships. You know, and how you're dealing with that. And then the people that are around you, not only working with you and for you, but the ones who are in the business too. How have you managed that?
Yeah, I used to look at it that way. It's competition. Oh man, he's outdoing me, or she's outdoing me, or he got this or she got that, and I didn't get that. I used to look at it that way, man, years ago, but I don't look at it that way no more. I mean, is it a competition as far as the charts go? I mean, yes, it is, but I don't look at it that way. I just look at it as it is what it is. There's, like I said earlier, I can't control anything but myself in this industry. And like I said, hard work and the music I make. And so I am the type of person where it's like, yeah, dude, I want everybody to win in the situation, including myself. So I don't really look at it as a competition, but I did at one point.
Mm. Do you have you said earlier when you were on tour, you used to get out and spend the 6 hours driving and then you'd be back onto the next venue. How is this one going to be so different for you in terms of how you manage to take care of yourself and your team so that you guys aren't running the gamut and getting too exhausted? Because a tour is a tour is a tour, right? It's a long process for folks.
Yeah. But you know what, man, now with us being on a tour bus,
beds are a little bit more comfortable, right?
Man, it's like a home on wheels, you know, it really is. A tour bus is really nice and we get great sleep on it. So, you know what, man, a normal week for me, and this tour will be the same way, is we'll hop on the bus about midnight on a Wednesday night and we'll sleep all night long and we'll wake up the next day refreshed and hang out and play music. And that night we'll get back on the bus and the driver will take us to another city somewhere and we'll sleep all night. So it is work and it is a lot of work, and traveling will wear on you, but I feel like we're just all, it's like an athlete, you know, an athlete, they can sit there and run for, play a game of basketball for four quarters or football for four quarters. You know, in our situation, I'm not conditioned where I can go run that much, but, I'm conditioned as far as the road life goes. And, you know, the traveling doesn't really bother you anymore, especially when you're sleeping on a bus.
Mm. And then back to family for a moment. I mean, this is probably the biggest tour that you've been on since having the family. So where does that balance come in? And I know you'll miss them, and I know there'll be a lot of shows, right, with your kids and your wifey. But what do you want those expectations to look like so that you're not running yourself crazy? You said they're your core, right? So while you're touring, I'm sure that has some impact on you.
Well, I think another healthy aspect to this whole deal is I've got a rock star wife who understands it, who's not in this ear going, why aren't you home? Why are you leaving? Why are you doing this? She understands. She understands what I do. She understands this is how I support my family. This is how I put food on the table. And it's not like, oh, you're always gone. Why can't you stay home? It's like, dude, I never get that. She never says that. It's very supportive. My kids are the same way. You know, they're not like, why do you have to leave, daddy? They're like, oh, daddy's getting on the bus. Daddy's going to work. Like, they get it. And so that is a huge part right there of this whole deal. But, you know, I mean, it's not, there's some genres, rock, back in the day, up in the Christian world, Christian music, they may tour weeks on end, man, they're out for weeks, where we're not like that in country music, or I'm not anyway. You know, I'm usually a normal week. Like I said, I'll leave at midnight on a Wednesday. So I'm really only gone away from my family Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and we're usually back home by morning of Sunday or midday. So when you think about it, I'm really home more than I'm gone. I just miss weekends.
Got it. Okay. And then while you're home too, I mean, how does that look? I mean, you said you're in Tennessee, and I feel like as a creative, a lot of what people have to go through nowadays is figuring out what their home life looks like as a musician, right? And what that work looks like. Obviously in the pandemic, it was very different for all of us, but for now, when you're at the home with the family, and before you're thinking about going on tour and stuff, do you have any secret routines or rituals that you can share with us?
Man, not really. I just try to make sure that I stay, and this is hard. This is really hard for anybody because we use our phone so much, but I try to stay off my phone as much as possible when I'm at my house and just spend time with my kids, you know, whether it's playing monster trucks on the living room floor, or playing with baby dolls. You know, I try to be a friend to my kids, not just a daddy. Hey, I'm the daddy. Y'all go do this. I had to go to work today. I'm tired. I can't. It's like, no, like I need to be a friend as well and spend time with them because I am gone. I'm not there every day. And so that's what I try to do. You know, I still write, you know, my kids are in school during the day. I'll go write, but I make sure that I get back home by the time they're back home, you know, so I can spend as much time as I can with them and do things with them.
Yeah. Away from country music for a moment, while we still have a little bit of time, I think that there's an important piece of your life when you think about family music and Dylan, right? So Dylan independently, if you had to give those two things and put them to the side for a sec, you know, as you look forward into the next couple of years, what do you want to, like, not just manifest, Dylan, but like really think about where you want things to go for you personally away from the music and family? And the reason I ask you is because a lot of times on this particular show, 113 weeks in, I have yet to identify how that is a thing for most people when their identity is their family and their music. So I wanted to ask you that, as you literally are the finale of the season. I just thought about it randomly and I was like, wait, there's a great question for Dylan Scott. But in that sense, what for you, if you didn't have the music or the family right now, what would you be chasing?
Man, if I did not have music or my family, what would I be chasing? I mean, never really thought about it, man. You know, because for me, I didn't have a backup plan for music. I didn't go to college. So I don't have a degree in anything. Never really thought about going and doing anything else. So I don't know, man, you may have stomped me too on that, you know, but you know, I mean, well, I can say this, just given who I am as a person and my mindset, if it wasn't music and I didn't have my family, whatever I would be doing, I feel like I'd still be the same person, which is, man, I just try to be a good person, try to be a nice person, try to be a fair person. And whatever I would be doing in life, I would probably just try to do it the best I could and try to be as successful as I could. That's the drive I have. The drive I have is just to be as good as I can be at whatever it is, whether it's music or a daddy or a husband or a friend. Man, I just want to be, that's where the competitiveness comes in. I want to be the best I can possibly be, man.
Where did that come from? Was it someone when you were growing up?
Man, you know what I think it is? I think that where it started was with my mom and dad, just the way they raised me. And I just wanted to be a good person. I want to be, to my friends, I want to be a really good friend, not just some halfway friend that, oh, we kind of like him. Like, no, I want to be people's best friend, you know? That's what I wanted to be. And then from there, it became the music as I got older. Like, oh, I want to be a musician. Like, I want to do that. And then when I became a husband, it's like, oh, I want to be the best husband. I wanted to think I'm the best husband in the world. And then my kids, I want to be the best daddy in the world, you know? So I just want to be the best, man, at whatever I do.
Yeah. Well, you can live your best life while you're being the best person. Dylan Scott, it's been so much fun getting to know you. And I'm so excited, just like everybody else. We'll link everything below in the show notes as to where you can find Dylan Scott, where you can hear his music, and ultimately where you can get your tickets while you go on tour for the Amen to That tour that's coming up. And then also his singles out on the radio right now, which is Can't Have Mine. And you mentioned charts and competition earlier. So good luck. And I hope that gets to the top of it. And I know there's like all these award shows and stuff that happens in country music that are particular to country music. So we look forward to seeing you on the big screen there, my friend. Yeah. But in the meantime, this was so much fun. We have mutual friends, which is how we got connected and how I got Dylan to be our finale guest on the podcast. And my friends, if you click play when you could have chose any other podcast, I just want to say thank you. We'll be back with season 8 very soon. I'm not sure what the Men of the Hour is going to look like after 113 episodes, but I know we'll be back and I know we're going to have great people like Dylan Scott on the show again. So Dylan Scott, thank you so much for doing this with me, man.
Hey, thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
Hey friends, Justin again. Well, that was the conversation today and I hope you took plenty away from it. For those who keep coming back to this podcast, I want to say thank you for always being here and growing with my guests and I over the years. And if you're new to the Men of the Hour show, thank you for being here, and I'd love for you to come back next time by clicking that subscribe button. Oh, and for all of us tuning in right now, I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode by leaving a rating and review right where you're listening. Until next week, I'm your host, Justin Crawford. Continue taking care of yourself and inspiring others to do the same.